Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Welcome back, family. It is time for us to get into conversation with Pastor Chanda Collins, speaking to us about the three angels' messages. My pastor, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, and how are you? And good morning, listeners.
Doing very well. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for joining us. This is a very interesting subject, the three angels' messages, and it's a very important message, actually, that we're sharing here this morning. And three angels' messages is an interpretation of the messages given by three angels based on Revelation chapter 14. And the Seventh-day Adventist Church teaches that these messages are given to prepare the world for the second coming of Jesus Christ and sees them as a central part of its own mission. And so we're focusing on these three angels' messages. Pastor Chanda will be helping us understand what these messages are, what is their meaning, and what is their significance. My pastor, please take the stage.
Thank you so much, and welcome to this wonderful program. First of all, I commend you for the wonderful work that you guys are doing of spreading. Amen. May God richly bless you.
Amen.
When we to the word of God that is found in the book of Revelation chapter 14 verse 6 coming downwards, The Bible says, let me read it. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven. Mm-hmm. Having the to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to nation, tribe, tongue, and people. Mm. And on verse 7, the Bible says, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him. Mm. For the hour of judgment has come, and worship him who made the heavens and the earth, the sea and the pilgrim and the springs of water. Mm. And on verse 8, the Bible says, and another angel followed in Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of her wrath, of her fornication. Mm. This is what the word of the Lord is saying in the book, chapter 14, verse 6 through to verse 8. Mm-hmm. And so interesting that the subject, it is said to be the three angels' message, because there are three angels that are appearing on these verses.
Yeah.
On verse, Bible is saying, I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven. Just on that part, Let me also register to you that we talk about an angel. We are talking about a spiritual being that is believed to be the agent of God. Mm-hmm. In this case, we are seeing these angels have a serious message, and the message that they have, it is to give the warning to the world. That is why when you look at on verse 8, the Bible is saying it is, and if, in fact, on verse 7, It says this message is to be given to every human being that dwells on earth. And so goes to say, and every nation. Mm-hmm. It means this message should go to every nation of the world, to every tongue, and to every people. So This is the message for everyone.
Right.
It is the message that the God of heaven have chosen as the tool of warning the world, so that men can come to God, so that men, fathers, children, and everyone else should come. The message that the God of heaven is giving us. And the message, he says, fear God, and give him glory. Mm-hmm. You know, when about fearing God, it does not necessarily mean that we need to run away from God.
Right.
In this case, this word fear, it is used to mean to come nearer to God, to be obedient to the word of God. Mm. If only mankind can become obedient to better, then the world can change. Mm. Then everything can change. And change, then we can be a better people and ready to see the Son of God.
Mm.
Now that the message is coming from these three angels, the first angel is a specific message. A specific message.
Right.
And that message, it is actually coming to men and women who this gospel to the dying world.
Mm.
This message is coming to only men and women to say, can you fear God of heaven? Can you begin to fear him?
Mm.
Because he is the one who created the heavens and the earth.
Mm.
He's the one that you must be feared. So everyone, it is the core one. It is the core for every human being as long as a person have a breath. It is the urgent. And this angel comes, he says, it is coming actually to the remnant. And the remnant, remember, these are the remainders. These are the remaining ones. The remaining faithful, it is coming to them and they are being told, go and won.
Mm.
And they are speaking this everlasting. It is the message that is calling the world to repentance.
Mm.
It is summoning men and women to fear God, to give the reverence to God. It is the message the God of heaven that he is giving unto us to come back to him. It is the message of returning from our evil activities and coming back to him, the one who created us.
Mm.
You know, if wherever you can go, today we are living in the time when people, they don't even fear God. Everyone walks in his own ways. Everyone does his own things. But there is one who created us. Even when men and women in these last days have apostatized, they have gone away from God.
Mm.
God is still calling you and me to say, come back and walk in my ways. So it is the message of repentance. And from what? From our sinfulness acts.
Mm.
All the evil that we do in our lives. Everything that we are doing, that which is wrong, this angel comes, he says, repent, 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 repent. That is the message of the first angel. It is that it brings the sacredness of God. It calls you and me that we should worship this holy God. It calls you and me that we should look at God to be a sacred being. It helps you and to come back to God. It makes me and you to realize that what we are doing, if we are to do things in this world, we must do them in God's way.
Mm.
So this is message. It is calling every human being. And remember, on verse 7, the Bible says, fear God and give him glory. Give him glory. The Bible continues to say, for the hour of his judgment has come.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is also an inference on the point of worship. Worship him. Who should we worship? The one who made the heavens and the earth,
mm-hmm.
the sea and the springs of waters. So in other words, God of heaven is calling men and women to begin to worship, to fear this God, and to worship but one God, the one who made heavens and earth.
Mm.
You know, it is in our days today where we have so many men that have stood up holding the Bible. If I may put it in this way to say, they hold the Bible upside down instead of preaching, thus says the Lord. They preach their own things.
Mm.
But in the call of God, it is coming to you and me to say, no, you cannot worship your own self. You cannot worship one. You can only worship him, the one who made the heavens and the earth, the one that gives you the air that you breathe, the one that knows how our blood were created, the one who knows how the bones connected to each other,
mm.
and that one is the one to be worshipped.
Mm.
The one that knows how each one of us moves around. You know, you can move around the entire world just to understand where the human mind operates.
Mm.
It takes people, even people in medicine, 7 years studying how to just studying how to heal or the eye. 7 years.
Sure.
Just one part of the body. But this God of heaven tells us, he says, fear him, the heavens and the earth, the creator of all things. So the one that must be feared is the creator.
Mm.
You know, we are living in the time when we have so many fortune tellers.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many spirits. So many people who are doing all kinds of things, magicians,
yeah,
that have come even in the name of God. Remember, beloved of God, there are so many brothers and sisters today who are taking the God as the prophet adventure money instead of preaching the word. But the first angel and the second angel, they are announcing, fear God, fear God, fear God. He be feared. He must be feared because he is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
Mm.
He created you. Even those magicians created by God, and even whatever they do, it is God of heaven that he created it. That is why God of heaven says, we cannot believe in these other things, for they are nothing but gods.
Mm.
And the God of heaven says, me alone, the one who made the heavens and earth, I must. And afterwards, God of heaven says, the hour of judgment come. Now, this judgment that the Bible is talking about here, it does not mean that this is the time when man is.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that this judgment, which is being proclaimed in chapter 14, verse 7, it is the judgment where God of heaven, he is in his investigative judgment to mankind. Man is being investigated. By the way, Sister Bob, I'm being investigated by God. You are being investigated. And every action that you have ever done, what I have ever done, God of heaven follows by step.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, God of heaven will actually bring the judgment on mankind.
Mm.
And all of us, we shall be found wanting.
Mm.
And repent. If we do not repent, God of heaven says, you shall surely be, likewise be destroyed. And in God of heaven, he gives us the warning. He says, I want you all to repent from your wickedness. I want you all to turn away from your evil activities.
Mm.
And this begin a holy life. You know, it is so amazing in our days today where we are living, where we see men and women that have wealth. And people have begun to worship their cars. They have begun to worship their children, their husbands, their businesses. You know, we have people that cannot even want to go to worship God in man.
Mm.
But the call of God of heaven says, come back to me, come back to me, come back to me. How do you come back? He does not just wait. The Bible says, he says those words with a loud voice, not shouting as I'm doing right now,
mm,
but I'm saying, speaking of the loudness that the God of heaven is saying,
mm,
it is speaking in a clear way,
yep,
so that every person can hear the word of God, and once he hears the word, then makes his own decision. He begins to follow God. He begins to do that which God of is the agent call. So
mm,
the agent call is we are being called. Why are we being called? God of heaven is calling us that we must all be converted. We must all repent. God of heaven pronounced judgment upon our lives.
Mm.
And finally, the Bible talks about the third angel. On the third angel, the Bible says, verse 8. On verse 8 of Revelation chapter 14,
mm-hmm,
the Bible says, and another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen, that the great city, because she has made all nations drink of her fornication. Look at what the Bible is saying. It says Babylon. Remember Babylon, this word Babylon, it was there in the past.
Mm-hmm.
If you can remember the city of Babel, where,
yes,
the people of God planned after the flood, they planned together to make a tower that will take us up higher and higher and higher. And they began to build until God of heaven confused their tongue. And after confusing their tongue, then the God of heaven says, they, when they are confused, they were now not able to communicate with another, and their mission failed.
Mm.
And that is how God of heaven intervened. Because of that very confusion, God of heaven is saying, Babylon has fallen.
Mm.
We are now referred. We are seeing that the as being it is referring to the foreign Babylon, to say it has foreign meaning. What it means, beloved of God, people of the living God moved away from God, and they have apostatized away from God. They are walking in rebellion. They have believed to run away from truth and to walk in the power of darkness. They have believed a lie. They have believed that Magico is the one that can save them. They have refused or rejected the word of God and what the God of heaven is saying. And because of that, he says, Babylon, that great city has fallen. It has fallen. That great city has fallen. So in other words, we are being reminded to say, as wrong as there is a bad, as long as we are still living in this confusion, where things today we can even debate over simple things, even issues to do with dressing, even issues to do with eating, even keeping the Sabbath, we can be arguing here and there, but the Bible is straightforward. That is why God of heaven is God. That is why God of heaven is holy. That is why God of heaven must be feared. Because he does not change. He is the same today and forevermore. And because of that, he tells us, he says, what I have said, it is final. And it must be the living God. We have seen Babylon, that great city. It has fallen.
Pastor, we seem to be having trouble with the line. We seem to be having trouble with the network. Now we can't really hear you. Are you still there? Pastor, are you still there? All right, it looks like we are having a little bit of trouble with our line there. Let's see if we can try and reconnect with the pastor there. All right, Pastor, we've got you back now. We had lost you for a second there. The network wasn't that great, but we've got you back. Please do continue.
So I was saying in the book of Revelation chapter 14, verse 8, and we have seen the where the Bible is saying, and another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen.
Yes.
Is fallen. That great city, because she has made men, she has made all nations to drink of the wine of her wrath, of her fornication.
Yes.
And this Babylon that is being talked about here, it is the where men have moved away from the principles of God, and they have said they are following their own things.
Mm-hmm.
People are not walking in the fear of God, and because he is walking in his own ways, and the God of heaven has provided the method of wanting mankind to be saved, and he sends this angel, the third angel, who announced with a serious announcement, and he says, Babylon, that great city has fallen. Babylon has fallen. Yes, it has fallen. So he's saying, where we are in Babylon. The world has turned out to be Babylon because of the many wrong things that have come into the world. And in the heaven, that is God of heaven is calling us now. He's come out of that confusion. Come out of that confusion. Today we have a problem where even people, when it comes to even to talk about when we talk about other things like homosexuality. Today people can stand up and start arguing over a sexuality, when even it is written clearly in the word of God to say homosexuality is sin, it is wickedness. People can stand and start defending it. This is what the God is. Babylon has fallen. People have moved away from the principles of God. They are walking in their understanding. They seem to know, they seem to be walking in the right of righteousness, yet they are walking in darkness. And the angel, the third angel's message comes, the serious message or serious call, where God is saying, Babylon, that is great city, it has fallen. And finally, it says, it has made all nations drink of her wine of her fornication. It has made everyone to commit our sins. And these sins, if you can look at the word fornication, I have never seen someone who fornicates in the presence of everyone. Every time someone wants to fornicate, they do it in hiding. And so these things, they don't just come They don't just come and that you can see them.
Yeah.
They come in secret. They come indirectly. They don't come directly.
Yeah.
And God of heaven says, my people, there is a problem of Babylon. There is religion. There is wrong doings. There are wrong teachings. Run away from them. And so, being called to come out of Babylon. Mm. We are being called to come out of Babylon. Mm. When we come out of this Babylon, we can save ourselves.
Mm.
You know, it beloved of God, when the God of heaven was speaking to the people of Noah's time,
yeah.
When the God of heaven was speaking through Noah,
mm-hmm.
and he told Noah, Noah, can you go and warn my people? Remember, it was not just Noah who preached the word.
Mm-hmm.
There were people like Methuselah who also lived during that time. They preached the word. There were people like Lamech who also stood up and they preached the word. There were people like Enoch who was taken alive. He also preached. So there were so many people who were preaching before. But did the people listen to the word of God?
Mm-mm.
They were it. And this is the urgent call that we find in the book of Revelation chapter 14, verse 8. We are being warned to say we are in Babylon. Babylon has fallen. In other words, there are so many wrong things that have come. And the God of heaven is saying, come out of people. Come out of her, my people. In the time of Noah, what was happening as people were preaching, people did not want to obey the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, the Bible says, God of heaven, the way it was in the days of people were eating, they were being given into marriage until the day when Noah entered through the ark.
Mm.
There was no problem with eating, the act of eating. There was no marriage. There was nothing wrong with marrying. Marriage, it is a gift of God.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem that was there in the days of Noah, and that is the very problem that we are still having even today.
Mm-hmm.
With the marriage was being used in a different way, not in the way that God created it.
Mm.
So they misused the marriage. So instead of a man marrying one woman and a woman being married to one man, what did the people do? They started marrying many people. And Lamech is one example. He married other women.
Mm.
Because of that, God of heaven says, no, you cannot belong to me. You remain with your people. And that is why God destroyed them. Why? Because they did not obey God. So in other words, even in those days, there were people who were homosexuals. They, instead of marrying a man, marrying a man, decided to marry their fellow men. And the women married women. And the God of heaven says, what wickedness is this?
Mm.
And because of that wickedness, God says, this is wickedness of the highest order. And I don't this. I will not allow man to live the way and the way they want. I created them and I will destroy them. Where is the people that were living in the days of Noah? All of them, they were destroyed. They were destroyed. Destroyed. Because they did not want to listen to the word of God. They did not want to obey the word of God. They did not want to walk in the directions of God. They walked in their own understanding. And from what we are seeing, God of heaven still gives us the serious warning. He says, Babylon has fallen. Babylon has fallen. It has fallen. Meaning these problems, these wrong teachings, they have come. And they have come. And in this case, we can simply say, Babylon in this case, it is representing as the church of the devil.
Mm.
Because everything to do with wickedness is found in the presence of the devil. So Babylon, the devil. And meanwhile, God of heaven is calling, to enter the new Jerusalem, and this new Jerusalem, this is the city of God. So we have the city Babylon, the city of the devil, and we have the city, the new Jerusalem, the city of God, where only the righteous will enter. I wish you had ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. I wish you could see what I'm seeing, because if you only you can understand what the word of God is saying, you would have repented from your wickedness.
Mm.
You would have left to God. You would have left whatever wrong that you are doing in your life, surrendering it, no matter how sweet that sin is, you can still surrender it and say, sin, you are sin, and I want to come to my God.
Mm.
I wish you could listen, beloved of God. I wish to the child of God and the coming to the Prince of Peace, the one who can live, the one who can stand with you all the way until the time when we enter into his kingdom.
Amen.
He stood even for Roti. He stood for Roti until Roti, his children, they entered. But Christ did not trust the name of the Lord very well. I can attest to you, beloved of God, if you want, you can keep on doing the wrong thing that you are doing in your life. But you have an example, a very good example. Roti's wife. That's why the Bible, remember Roti's wife. What happened to Roti's wife? She was obedient, like the husband, like the children. What happened to her? She turned into a pillar of salt. Obey the word. Beloved of the living God, they were all destroyed in the water in the time of Noah. Beloved of the living God, we are talking about God. We are talking about repentance. We are talking about a ways to be saved. And the Bible, clearly, beloved of the living God, when you read in the book of Mark chapter 10, and this one, I want us to read it together. And leaving on verse 17, listen to what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says on verse 17, the Bible says, now as he was going out on the road, knelt before him, and he asked, good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Mm. What a power. Mm. A man who was concerned about his life. A person. A man who said, what can I do in order to be where you are, King Jesus?
Mm.
If I wish all of us, we could have that desire. The as of ages, the desire of all men, wanting to be where Jesus is, wanting to walk in the precepts of God. And the Bible, and Jesus answered this brother. He says, if you want to enter into life, you should obey. Beloved of the living God, fearing God, urgent call to keep the commandment of God. Fearing God, it is actually the call to keep the Sabbath day of God holy. It doesn't matter how often or how much you are in keeping these other days. When you repent, you become obedient to the word of God, even by keeping the sacred day of God. And that day is the Sabbath of the Lord.
Amen.
Beloved of the living, wherever you are, whoever you are, the God of heaven is calling you. Wherever you are, whoever you are, God is calling you. What is the identity call? The call of repentance. What? From all your sins. Leaving every sin. Leave every sin. No matter how sweet that sin is. If it is committed, leave it out of God and come to Christ. If it is stealing, leave it out of God and come to Christ. And when we all come to Jesus, I can assure you, God, we will be in the safest hands ever.
Mm.
Heaven is calling you and me to walk in these service hands of King Jesus. Shall we pray together? We want to give you praises and honor to your holy name.
Mm.
You are the mighty everlasting Father. You are the King of Kings and the one who knows our Heavenly Father, you have spoken to each one of us through the three angels' message, giving us the urgent message of fearing your name and even the call to worship you in truth and in spirit.
Mm.
Help us, Heavenly Father, for we are living in the last days. Everything is said and done. Remember each one of us, Father, into your kingdom. For this is our asking in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for coming through. Thank you for sharing with us the three angels' messages, powerful messages coming from God, preparing us for the second coming of Jesus Christ. And also that emphasis that this is something that we need to be sharing with the world. This is a message for the entire world, and that we need to be making sure that as many people can be saved as possible. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for sharing your insights and sharing the word of God with us this morning. Family, I hope that you were blessed by that. And I do hope that you, if you have any questions or any input that you'd like to share with us, you'll do that on +27734703520. This is the Mid-Morning Empowerment, and this has been a message on the three angels' messages. We'll be right back after this.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.